Now a look at another Wisconsin tradition. You might like to check out some garage sales on a weekend drive, but how about 100 miles of sales along with scenic views of the Mississippi River? The 100-mile garage sale runs from Fountain City, Wisconsin to Prescott, Wisconsin on the western border of the state, and it's on the other side of the river in Minnesota, too. Many of the sales start tomorrow and run through Sunday, and if you've been to the sales before or you plan to go or you're selling yourself, I mean, you're selling stuff yourself, you're not selling yourself, literally. We'd like to hear from you at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Larry Nielsen is with us, president of the Mississippi Valley Partners, a sponsor of the event. Larry, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. And one thing about, if you come over to the 100-mile garage sale, we definitely won't make you bite the head off a smelt while you're here.
Oh, that's the only thing that was going to draw me there, Larry. I'm sorry. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, no, I might not do that either. But tell us, this is, you know, we've all seen a neighborhood garage sale, yard sale maybe. Tell us, give us a sense of the scope of this garage sale. This is big.
It is. It's the largest garage sale in the world. There's no other larger one in the world. And we actually started it about 20 years ago. Mississippi Valley Partners is a what's called a destination marketing organization. It's kind of like the Chamber of Commerce for all the towns and villages around Lake Pepin here on both sides of the river. It's a multi-state DMO, they call it. And we figured out we needed something to kick off the tourism season early May and get people coming to the river. And somebody came up with the idea, let's have a big garage sale in all the towns and villages around Lake Pepin, both sides of the river. And so that's what we did. And we started out kind of slow, we thought, but it just grew into a huge event. And it's kind of got a life of its own nowadays. And we just get thousands and thousands of people come over here to the river and look for deals.
And I saw on your website, people can register as, you know, hey, I'm having a sale here. I saw something like 150 people had signed up, and I'm guessing there are a lot of people who, you know, put out the sign but maybe don't officially sign up. Do you have any idea of how many people end up selling stuff at this?
Well, I'll tell you, I would say 150 would be just in one town. And, of course, there's 22 towns around the lake here. There is literally thousands and thousands of people that have garage sales over the weekend, and it's a big event. There's some blocks. There'll be three or four blocks long in some of the towns, and everybody on both sides of the street will be selling stuff. So it's just a big deal.
And do you know if people actually ride the whole circuit and try to cover all 100 miles to see what they can buy?
Yeah, you know, we see a lot of people do that. We have a lot of people that actually, it's Wednesday today. There'll be a lot of people checking into local hotels tonight. They come over every year, and they spend several days here, and they'll get out. It doesn't officially start till Friday, but a lot of the vendors put stuff out on Thursday, and of course, the professional garage sailors, we call them, they get here early, and they try and get around and get the best deals, but there'll be a lot of people that make the whole round and see everything they can see, and it looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend. So I'm sure there'll be people making the whole trek all the way around.
Larry, you said see what you can see. You can hold a garage sale anywhere, but not just anywhere. It has the Mississippi River and all the bluffs and everything as a background. Is that part of this the benefit here, that not you're not just hitting the garage sales, you're having a great drive?
Well, it is just, you know, Lake Pepin is the most scenic part of the entire Mississippi River, and probably one of the most scenic spots in North America. And people spend a long, hard winter, you know, and people are looking to get out and do some springtime stuff. And of course, this time of year, we have a lot of the migratory waterfowl coming through. There's big flocks of pelicans on the lake right now, and a lot of eagles. It's still prime eagles viewing season. So you get over here, you'll see a lot of great scenery. You'll see a lot of wildlife, you'll get some good deals. Everybody's going to have a good time.
If somebody's thinking of driving out, Larry, I mean, it could sound kind of overwhelming. What do you recommend for them to dip their toes in and start shopping?
Well, I think it's pretty easy. I think, you know, we're all Americans, so we know how to spend money. That's just, I think, something we learn at a young age. So all you have to do is you will find people that are selling stuff. All you got to do is open your eyes, drive around a little bit, park your car, get out, walk around, and dig out your purse or your billfold, and it's really not as overwhelming as it sounds. It's just like a neighborhood garage sale. And you know, one of the things about coming to the river, everybody's so friendly. As a matter of fact, one of our mottos is 100 miles of friends. So when you come over here, you're going to find a bunch of friendly people. You're going to find a bunch of people having garage sales that don't want to help you out, that want to point you in the right direction. We got a lot of great little restaurants and places to stay. There's nothing intimidating about coming to the river. It's just going to be a good time.
Larry, you've been at this 20 years or so now. How much have you bought yourself at the 100 Mile Garage Sale?
Well, you know, we've lived in our house for about 30 years, and we've accumulated some stuff. So my wife and I kind of decided that we aren't going to buy any more stuff until we sell stuff. And we get so busy this time of year with got a couple other businesses. I don't really have time to sell stuff. So because I can't sell stuff, I don't have room to buy anymore. So that kind of keeps me from buying much. But over the years, we bought a lot of different things, decorating for the house and tools. And I mean, you just can't imagine all of the things there are to buy at a 100 Mile Garage Sale. It just, you can't think of it all. There's just, you'll see stuff that you would never even dream people had.
And are there like star vendors, people who it's like, oh, you got to hit so-and-so's place for the garage sale?
Well, there's a few of them, that everybody hits every year, and the matter of fact, some people almost have a business of it. They spend the year accumulating stuff to sell at the garage sale in May, and they'll have tents set up in their yard and a lot of different things and good bargains for you. But so there's some of that. There's some people that have, you know, a handful of stuff in a garage, maybe a couple tables of stuff, just like a garage sale that you might find down the street in your own neighborhood. So it's kind of the gamut from just about every size and whatever people want to do.
Larry, thanks a lot. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling, and we hope to see some of your listeners over this way this weekend.
That's Larry Nielsen, president of Mississippi Valley Partners. He joined us to talk about the 100 Mile Garage Sale starting tomorrow. Many of the vendors will sell tomorrow, mainly starting Friday. It's along the Wisconsin-Minnesota border. You can find out more and browse some of the sales at 100milegaragesale.org.